We just didn't play well. I mean, we got our butts kicked, and you have to give credit to where credit is due. And their defense, I mean, I talked about it all week long. This, you know, probably could have been the toughest defense we were going against, and they handed it to us, and we just couldn't get anything going. So, you know, when you can't really get anything going, it becomes tough sledding. Yeah, I mean, you know, you try to go out there and get things going and throw a ball and it gets tipped and they intercept it. I mean, and you're that close to their own goal line. I mean, you're giving them 7 points, and then with a punt, same thing. So, you know, like I said, you know, offensively, we played probably definitely our worst game so far. Our defense played great. They gave us more than enough opportunities to win. And, you know, they can only do so much. So, you know, that score for them probably, you know, goes back to how we played more than how our defense played. So, you know, we just got to stick together, and I think we will. We have a good group of guys, and, you know, take this and learn everything from it, because when you get beat like this, it's a copycat league, and teams are going to try to do exactly what Jacksonville did. And now, you know, you look at their front seven, front eight. I mean, those are some tough players, and they handed it to us. It's just a miscommunication. It's something we've worked on, and, you know, I wasn't expecting the snap. I'm sure you guys can all see I'm probably the only one that moves, and it's something that, you know, we really, you know, needed to be crisper on, and that wasn't the case. Yeah, I mean, it's a situation where obviously we're not running speed option on fourth and eight or whatever it is. I mean, you'd hope you can get 1 yard on second and third down, but you know, we weren't able to do that. And, you know, I don't doubt the play call. It was something that, you know, I don't want to say it was meant for fourth down, but it's meant for, you know, third and short, and you know, something like that. And they sniffed it out. They played it really well. And you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, you got to give the other team credit too. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, like I said, I mean, that could probably be the best, you know, front seven, you know, even defense we've played. And you know, we talked about it before. You can't replace Alex Mack, but I think, you know, that's not an excuse to be had here. I think, you know, we're more than capable. We showed that last week when Alex went down. We're more than capable of doing it. And today, just, we got outplayed. No, not at all. I mean, it was overemphasized, and we knew it. I mean, Coach Pettine mentioned it last night. You know, I don't want to use that as an excuse, because that's not the case. I mean, we knew going in that this could be, you know, tough sledding for us, especially with the way that we play. They were going to be able to take away some of that stuff, and we were going to have to, you know, hit plays. And unfortunately, when we had the opportunities to, we missed them. So, I mean, you got to really just look at yourself, but you also have to give credit to that team. I mean, you know, everyone wants to talk about them being 0-6, but we knew coming in that, you know, that wasn't the case, against at least going against that defense. You know what? Like I said, we gotta you know, take it for what it is. Realize that we got our butts handed to us, and go in tomorrow. You know, learn as much as we can from it, put it to bed, and move on. I mean, it's a long season. I mean, we're 3-3. We blew an opportunity to be 4-2. So you know, we get 2 games at home, and we need to regroup and just stick together and realize you know, mistakes that we made, and you know, don't make them again. Cameron in the end zone. I mean, I didn't get to see a replay. But I always try to give Jordan a chance to go up and get it back there. And, you know, I probably put it, you know, even a little too high for him. And who knows how that changes the outcome. So, you know, it's definitely one that I wish, you know, maybe just take a little off of it and let him go up and get it. Definitely. I mean, when you hit Hawk on a 60, whatever, how many yard play it is, and it's supposed to be a, you know, it's only a 3-step drop, and usually it's a gain of 6, and he breaks out, and, you know, you think that, okay, we got something going, and then you get up to there, and they just shut you down again. It's demoralizing, really, and you know, I don't think our guys ever quit. We played to the end, and we gave it all we had, and it just wasn't enough today.